This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, time for another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay is off trying to figure out what it is. She has a number of things that are ailing. Her dog had a cruciate ligament operation the other day, so she's taking care of the dog. She's taking care of herself, and she's not able to be here in Los Angeles where Jennifer and I are in order to receive her award. The Gracies are on Tuesday night, so it'll be, I'll play the role of Jay.
Now, except, are you going to get to go up on stage or just stand up?
No, I'm not sure how it is. Mike McVeigh, who is her dad and also a member of the Gracie's board and is also my consultant, is a member of the board of the Gracie's, so he's going to come with me. We go early for their stuff. It's kind of like the Oscars. Some of the awards they give early, so that the other people can have more time on stage. And they try to limit the whole of it. Remember when you were there last year? It was just 2 hours, and that was it. They wanted in and out. So some of the honors were mentioned as award winners earlier in the day. I don't know how they choose that, but at any rate, so that's that story. Meanwhile, other things that are going on.
What you're missing out on, though, is that Meghan Markle is given a Gracie. So we'll see if you get to see the royals. That would be fun.
She's going to be there?
Anti-royal. I don't know if she's going to be there or not. I know she was given a Gracie. So we'll see if she actually
shows up. Was she given a Gracie because of Suits?
No, not because of Suits. Because of some podcast that she does, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. So good news, department. Here's the story from Phoenix today about a homeless man who's being called a hero after he saved a family from a burning home, Jennifer.
Hmm.
This is one of those things. He saved a family of three and their two dogs. It was an apartment fire. Claudia Jimenez said she awoke up and, can you wake up? No, you wake up or you were awake.
I was awoken.
Right? Yeah, so that's a different way of being woke. You're
right.
Now awoken, right? Is that, can we say that about being woke? If
sure.
You have been,
why not? You,
you
can say anything understand. You want now. It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay. All right. I want to, you know, me with my grammar and all, always going after James to make sure that his grammar is correct and unreproachable. Okay. So anyway, this lady began to call for help from her second story apartment window. And so this homeless guy, who's out there with his wife. So it's a homeless man and his wife. They were camped outside the apartment. They heard the screams. They ran in to help. And he got into the apartment. And apparently he climbed in through the window, apparently. The mother threw the two daughters. She had a daughter that was 8 years old and 1 year old. And she threw them both out the window.
Oh, boy.
This guy's down there.
I guess that's
and
what you want,
them.
Though, at that point.
Right, yeah. He caught the two dogs. And then the mother jumped out, too, and he caught her.
Wow.
So he caught the two daughters, he caught the two dogs, and he caught the mother.
Throw Mama apparently from the Window. Wasn't that a movie in the 80s with Danny DeVito?
I think. Yeah, right, yeah. And Steve Martin was in it.
Yeah, Throw Mama from the Train, remember?
Yeah, right, I do remember that. So
that's
kind of cool.
Oh, that woman.
Yeah, she's a horror show. All right, speaking of horror shows, the Russians are claiming that they have taken back an eastern Ukrainian city. I never know whether I'm pronouncing this correctly or not. Bakhmut? Does that sound right?
Probably not, but maybe. Yeah, sure. We'll
Bakhmut.
Go with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Over the weekend, anyway, the Russians moved in, but now the Ukrainians say that their troops have advanced around the city and are about to take it back again. So this is one of those cities that's been completely flat, completely leveled with the intense fighting because it's closer to Russia, so they can, you know, they can keep sending in troops that don't have to travel a long way to get to where they're going. But at any rate, They've come back to have a foothold inside the city itself. That is the Ukrainians. But the Russians are saying, see, we told you we could beat these guys. This is the first victory, or partial victory, they've had pretty much since this whole thing started, right? I don't know that they've had. When have they had a really...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wondered when they've had a really strong victory, the Russians.
I don't know. The sad thing is that we don't know what really is going on over there. There are so many people spinning up so many narratives that I find it really difficult to try to figure out what is actually true and what's actually really happening. And I think it's frustrating. You know, I think that my gut is that everybody's lying. The thing is that I want Ukraine. I want Ukraine to push back Vladimir Putin. That's clear statement.
You do that, want that. Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm not one of those people that go, oh, well, you know, Russia's not that bad. Just let them. No, I want them to fight. I think when Putin says he wants to rebuild the USSR, we should probably listen to him. So if we have to fight him, we have to fight him. Okay. That being said, Ukraine is very corrupt, and there are no real good guys here. As much as they love to lift up Zelensky and all these, you know, the Ukrainian people are being persecuted. They are the ones who are the good guys. But I don't know that I can trust the Ukrainian government much further than you can trust the Russian government. This is the biggest area of the world for money laundering
and stuff.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, the culture of the society is to be crooked. The Eastern Bloc, where some of your relatives come from, they are all...
The Czechs are good people. They were just not willing to stand up to Hitler.
All right. Well, so...
And they lost everything. And, you know, you can still see the regret because they keep up. If you ever go to the Czech Republic, you will find the most pristine synagogues ever because of the guilt, I think, for not standing up when they should have.
Well, then we're talking about Estonia and Latvia, Lithuania, those places. Perhaps the Eastern Bloc nations that used to be part of the USSR. So, anyway... Zelensky, who had an invite to the G7 meeting over the weekend, has likened the demonstration. I'm looking at some of this video here now. Mm-hmm. He says it was like Hiroshima after World War II. And you know what? Because Hiroshima is where they had the summit, there's something to be said for this. The city is flattened. Nothing left. And that's, of course, what happened after the bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You see those, and then there are those groups that are trying to, even now, there's been a rejuvenation, frankly, of these sorts of groups because of the movie Oppenheimer that's coming out next month. You know, the story of Oppenheimer, Edward Teller and this guy Oppenheimer and the A-bomb and the nuclear bomb. People sometimes don't know the difference between the atom bomb and the nuclear bomb. And I think it has to do with fission versus fusion, but I don't know. I remember studying that stuff in chemistry. Did you study any of that stuff?
I don't know that I did. I don't remember that, actually.
Yeah. All right.
Although I may not have made it to chemistry.
Really? What, you were absent that day? There you go. She was absent that day. Rome's Trevi Fountain has been dyed by climate nut birds.
Oh, boy.
There's a video. Did you see this? This is one of those beautiful...
It's a gorgeous
fountain. The well-wishers go and they throw, money into it.
You throw one in, you go back to Italy. You throw a coin in and that says you'll return.
Right. Blue water until the protester took it over. And then they threw all kinds of black dye into it. And the group is called Last Generation. They took a dip in the fountain. And then after that, they took charcoal...
That's
diluted
disgusting.
Charcoal and poured it into the water. What a bunch of jerks.
And for what? Well, for what point?
Well, because they want everybody to think that what they're saying is 100% correct, which it isn't. The climate activists are wrong on a lot of fronts. I mean, are they even right about, this is the question that hasn't been proven, even though you have this whole psychological trail that's been blazed by these people who are convincing. Their arguments are good. But look at all the businesses and all the money that's being made, and I don't have a problem with that either. Except don't tell me that I'm a no-good SOB because I don't buy into a lot of the things that you're trying to sell. Frankly, I don't buy into the fact that the methane from cows, for example, I mean, it's convenient for me to say that I don't believe it, but it isn't true. There's no, you know, you can come up with a theory. Anybody can come up with a theory. And frankly, with science as it is, you can prove most anything you want.
Exactly.
Scientifically, and it'll be disproven tomorrow. The facts today, depending on who pays for the study, relate, you know, that as well as I do.
The problem becomes this kind of climate stuff doesn't become a good idea for our future. What it becomes is an ideology or a religion. And so you've got people making really stupid things that are making people suffer. I mean, I look at the state that I live in, California. Did I tell you about the Balboa Island Ferry?
No.
You would love this. So in Newport Beach in Orange County, there's a little ferry, really short trips. They go out to this island, which you can actually access by car, and there's shopping and restaurants and stuff like that. But this company has, or this family has owned this company for like since 1900, basically, where they ferry people out to this island. And they're going to be put out of business because the state of California says that you have to be all electric now for vessels by 2026. So just like 3 years from now, there's not even technology to make these ferries yet, and are just all electric. And if they did, the battery size would be as big as the ferry themselves. So it's just, it's not realistic. They're going to put them out. And so this is the point. Instead of blanketing all their wish list of stuff, we have to figure out how to move in that direction and make sure that everybody can come along instead of just creating these blanket regulations that make everybody suffer.
Well, and then you have these crazies that what they do is turn people off. You saw the story of the people splashed a can of soup all over that Van Gogh beautiful picture of sunflowers.
Right.
Can of soup. And then even the Mona Lisa apparently was somebody was threw some orange on the Mona Lisa.
How is that
Mona
Lisa to do anything? I mean, how does that protest?
Yeah. No. None of that has any value or any merit, frankly, and none whatsoever. The fourth person has died from an infection arising from contaminated eye drops. You know this story?
From contaminated what was that?
Eye drops. The product in question is called Delsim Pharma Artificial Tears. I stopped using this stuff. It was made in India. So if you're taking doing eye drops and they're made in India, bring them back. Get your money back there, boys and girls. 21. No, wait a minute. It's 18. Is it 18? Yeah, it's 18 after the hour.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Oh,
exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Airlines.
guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stephens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Kate Blanchett has made a pointed statement, Jennifer, at the Golden Globes Cannes Film Festival. The star of Tar. Did you see that?
I never did, no. Mm-mm. Did you see it?
Looks a little late. I was interested, but I never had time to see it. It looked a little too esoteric for me.
I know. Although I do. The problem with any hit movie now, I just go, ooh, am I going to really like it? If the critics like it, will I like it? Ugh.
Right. All right. So anyway, she held the award in her crotch as a statement.
That's
making a statement on women's rights. So she walked around. All right. So that's enough of that story. I think you get the point. She's protesting how women are being mistreated. Right? Is she having a tough time? I don't think.
This is a lady that wins every award ever imaginable. Like, I think you're doing okay there, ma'am.
Well, but then some reporters were trying to question her about it. She told them to shut the F up. Then she was. Yeah, right. It was.
had a bad night. Bad night, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that she went up on the stage to get the prize, but then she decided she was going to talk about women in general. Then she took her shoes off to talk specifically about the women in Iran and how they're treated. And there were then several other people who delivered some speeches at Cannes that sort of followed along. And so then we get to the point of what are these awards for? They become a political quagmire. Now all they do is they talk about their points of view, and that's fine, but is this the place where we say this all the time. Like, going to the Gracies this week, are we going to have to listen?
It's a super political award show. I remember from last year. It's political.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so I don't. Do you want to go listen to that? I don't. I'm not particularly interested.
Well, I think sadly, I think we're old school because we just want entertainment to be entertainment. But now these people, if they have a platform and they don't use it for something acceptable and political, then they're also bullied online for not using their platform appropriately. So it takes a strong person to be in entertainment and say, I just want to talk about this. I just want to talk about the movies. That seems to be, as silly as it sounds, that seems to be more brave, I think, than all of these other people who are out just, you know, on their soapbox all the time.
Right. I thought it was interesting that Kurt Cobain's smashed Nirvana signed Fender guitar sold for $600,000 at auction. Did you see that? And then there was a, I'm going to see if I can find this because I had the connection to it yesterday. How much some of the things from the Roy Rogers Museum, did you see that shut down? And, then, I was looking at some of the things Roy Rogers told his son. The museum was in Branson, Missouri, told him, once you can't make money anymore, if it doesn't operate at a profit, close it and sell the contents. So among the things that were sold in the Roy Rogers Museum is 1964 Pontiac, sold for $254,000.
Wow.
It was supposed to bring $100,000, $254,000. His script book that held most of the things that he had done prior to 1954 was supposed to sell for about $1,000. It went for $10,000.
Wow.
A collection of signed vats sold for $27,000. Trigger's saddle, his horse Trigger, $386,500. God love Roy Rogers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. Former Sergeant in the Marines Daniel Penny claims he subdued a New York City subway transient, Jordan Neely, based on his actions and not his skin color. Penny gave his first interview to the New York Post over the weekend. Neely's uncle says Penny doesn't deserve a plea deal after being charged with manslaughter in the second degree. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has 6 months to secure a grand jury indictment against Penny. Penny's attorney, Stephen Razor, on Fox News last night.
His only motivation was to help. His motivation was to help save those pastors from somebody who was clearly an imminent threat.
Today is officially Buy a New Musical Instrument Day to help you create beautiful melodies with a brand new instrument. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Good day, Brooke. You know how people talk about perfection? They always expect perfection, right? There's no room for mistakes. There's no room for anything that's out of the ordinary. You got to do it the same way, the same time every day. So when it comes to broadcasting, the technology that's been developed is fabulous until it isn't.
But it's still pretty darn good. It's still better than it used to be. We're just really spoiled. Because
yeah, we are
technology
spoiled.
Was like a phone, like, you had like
I can remember in the early days of Good Day, back in the late 80s, the early 90s, I used to travel around when I was, because I did a lot of visiting of stations and things, and when I, or I'd go do a remote from some location. Like, I remember back in 1993, I don't know why I remember, well, I do remember it because it was about cows,
There's a New Bern down in New Bern, South Carolina, and I was invited to go to a dairy, and I did the program from the dairy. And I had a big suitcase that had a old big clunky board on it that I had to hook up to three telephone lines in order to get broadcast quality. And so I think about that, and then I am using something today because my regular means of connection when I'm on the road isn't working properly, so I've kind of hodgepodge something together to make it work so that I can be here with Jennifer.
But hodgepodge, pretty darn good.
It's all right, yeah. Okay, this is, in league with that and thinking about how to, I've spent a lifetime as a broadcaster, and I think by most any measure, if I do say so myself, I have been a success because the program has been around since October of 1988. So what's that going to be? 35 years in October? Yeah, started the 36th year. Yeah. So what is there about what you do with your life? What do you consider to be? I think I've had four or five really good successes in my life. Most paramount among them are my children. But I've had success, at least how I would describe success, at doing this radio program and actually being on the air for 57 years or something close to that. My farming, being around the animals, all the animals that I've saved during my life. This is not a Doug Steffens sticking out his chest saying, aren't I wonderful? I'm just thinking about the stuff that you might think about. If you're having a bad day, think about what you have done. Think about what you have accomplished, too. And maybe some of it is from your heart. A lot of people think if you're not a big thinker, you're not a successful person. I don't buy that. I think that your heart often, I think way more of with my heart than I do with my head. So think about that. Give yourself some credit. Pat yourself on the back and just think about those good things that you have done that are helpful not only to you, but to your family. One of the things that I'm proudest of regarding this program, and this is something that I'm doing in league with your dad, Jennifer, at CRN, and with some other folks. I don't know, on your morning program in Los Angeles on KRLA, do you have much conversation about the AM radio thing? Is that something
that... It's a huge deal. And, you know, for people in my market of Los Angeles, one of the main things that the arguments are for AM radio to keep them. And there's a real threat to AM radio because a lot of the electric cars are not being made with AM. Some of the car companies are choosing to take the AM radio out. And it's not just about silencing speech. More importantly, and this is what we have to tell people outside of Los Angeles, which is the market that I'm in, because we are lucky enough to have other options. But for people in rural areas up in the Central Coast, people in the farm areas of California and then across the state, AM radio is needed during times of emergency, and until we have one, people are not going to feel how much they are going to miss AM radio if it's not there when they really need it. So for a multitude of reasons, I'm so excited that there's some bipartisan legislation that's coming together, because so infrequently there is bipartisan anything, and so the fact that Democrats and Republicans have signed on to a bill to try to save AM radio, I think, is really significant.
I find Ted Cruz and Ed Markey about as odd an odd couple as you could come up with.
But God love them for getting together
right.
on this.
Exactly. So the Consumer Technology Association, known as the CTA, they are the ones who set up the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas every year. A lot of radio people go to that. So the staff has argued that mandating AM radio in all new cars is an idea that ought to be examined because it contradicts the principle of a free market economy. The majority of the cars still have AM radios in them, but innovation is there. And if you use the heavy hand of the law to make determinations about what should be in the car, where are we going? Well, the federal government determines everything about what's in a car. Are you kidding? Do these people not know that there is there's a standard that Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Department of Transportation, they have regulations about everything in a car. Tires, brakes, axles, transmissions.
Well, especially when it comes to safety.
Whether stuff burns. Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest threats that I think we have, and I never like to think about the worst case scenario and fearmonger, but I don't know if you saw Dennis Quaid's. Dennis Quaid just did a new movie called, was it Grid Down, Power Up or something like that?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's truly the threat to our power grid from our adversaries. If you want somebody who will take us out and take us down very quickly, it's one of those EMT bombs, or as we've already seen, people blowing up local power stations already, and then you're without power for days or weeks. And in some cases, if they hit a big city, it could be months. And so if you don't think you're going to want to have access to AM radio, think about being without power for 4 hours. We all are miserable and we get crazy. What if that was 4 days or 4 weeks? You're going to want to have every possible tool at your disposal. And for that reason alone, we should be lobbying all together to save AM radio.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here in the Good Day program, Food for Thought. Before I leave this group, it's supposed to be so credible because they run this big consumer electronics show every year. But they said something that really stuck in my craw, Jennifer. I was reading through the details because there was some of this that floated around last Friday when they announced their initial opposition to the idea of requiring AM radios. They said it'll be a burden on automakers and it will cost more money for you to buy a car with an AM radio. So how is it, after all these years, the AM radio was in cars, frankly, before World War II, and it didn't cost more money to buy an AM radio. It cost more money sometimes to put a heater in a car because cars weren't made with heaters. What a bunch of baloney. These people have no credibility whatsoever when it comes to this sort of thing. They really, they've made themselves look foolish. The business about banks that have closed, the three big banks that ran into trouble, and let's see, one of them was just liquidated. I think that was the one that was in Silicon Valley. Right. That was liquidated. There was one on the East Coast that was taken over by a consortium of banks, and then there was First Republic. So J.P. Morgan has announced that they have forecast, listen to this, we talk about money, they took over the entire asset base of the First Republic Bank. They took everything. The stockholders got zero, but the people who had money in the bank are safe. Mm-hmm. And so they are now forecasting their full year interest income, which takes into account the increased assets and the loans that were on the books and that whatever First Republic, they will make, sit down, hold on to your hat for this, they are going to make $84 billion this year in interest income. J.P. Morgan Chase, $84 billion.
Come on, that's crazy.
$84 billion because, in part, of the acquisition of First Republic, because their loans, their stability, all of the things that went with First Republic. And there are a lot of people who were really kind of ticked off about this because they really didn't have to do it. The government jumped the gun, and J.P. Morgan Chase, who's the largest bank in the world, is happy to jump in and make themselves bigger and more powerful. So that, and listen, I'm the guy who's on top of capitalism. I want it to work. I think that's the only way you have a free society, is to have true capitalism. And I don't know that we do have that anymore because we have all this government money that's floating around that isn't really, it's not capital, it's borrowed money, it's phony money, it's funny money. But imagine this bank making $84 billion in interest income. God love them. I don't know, God maybe doesn't love them. Here's somebody that God loves, a non-speaking woman who has autism, has been, her name is Jordan Zimmerman. And listen to this story, Jennifer. For the first 18 years of her life, because of the autism, she could not speak. Now, she's managed to go to classes, get education, learn how to meaningfully, she was incapable of any kind of meaningful communication until she got to be 18. She went to school, and now that she's talking about, she can talk now, and she's relaying how she was treated. She refers to her treatment in the classroom going to a regular school as subhuman. The teachers made fun of her. The kids made fun of her. And now she's 28 years old now, and she's become a teacher. And because she learned the language, basically, of autism, learned how to communicate. I think it's a combination of a number of things. I don't want to sound ignorant on this score because I don't really know that much about it. Now, what I know about autism is that there's way too much of it, and I think it's created by lots of different things. There are people who make a good argument, like Jack Stockwell. Matter of fact, maybe when he's with me tomorrow, we'll talk about this. The shots, the vaccines, are they responsible for the food?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Anyway, so this lady has now started through the communication tools that she's learned, has become an education, a national education advocate, especially for people like her who were treated poorly. I don't even think that's a word that's applicable here. This is a horrible reality. Imagine that ignoramuses in a classroom who would allow children to tease another child because they can't speak.
And then you also have a lot of kids who are just kids, and they make fun of people, and they're mean. Kids can be pretty nasty. They don't understand that.
Well, is that because there's poor parenting involved? I mean, what else could it be? What are you teaching your children? And that song by Neil Young, Teach Your Children. What are you teaching your children if they make fun? I saw something on the plane coming out here. There was one of the Law & Order episodes I was watching about a kid that had was a transsexual, and how he was harassed and basically killed by a bunch of other kids. And, you know, what that all means. What does that mean? What are parents doing to teach their children about being acceptable? It's 48 past the hour.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new trend. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptom, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Into our focus on your home, courtesy of the folks from the Money Pit. Doug Steffen here with Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit. They have a radio program. They have a podcast. They have all kinds of things in their newsletter that you can access every week. I was wondering, I just was talking to you off air about artificial intelligence and what that can do. You were saying you're using it somewhat in some of the things that you do, but if we were to be specific, asking about how to build a home, and the reason I'm asking about it is because, you know, I'm working on this development, this 63-unit development on the farm in my neighborhood. This is called an agrihood.
Right.
And one of the people who came to us was a guy who's using artificial intelligence to build. He wanted to use our development sort of as a guinea pig. Uh-huh. He needed a big space. We've got a big barn where he could use AI, taking the drawings that have been set up by the architect and putting the information into a robot, have the robots take the information and build the frame for the house, rooms and the exterior and the whole thing.
You mean design or you mean physically build?
Well, I was thinking you probably could use it for design too, actually. But physically, go ahead.
Yeah, a couple things come to mind. So first of all, if you're talking about, you know, like factory-built homes, look, we got that today. They have the intelligence and the computer systems to maximize efficiency. You know, I was amazed some years ago when my son was working for a large building materials manufacturer, and he was actually, at some point in time, he was in a lumber mill where the logs came in one end and the 2x4s went out the other. And I was amazed on how the intelligence built into their machinery takes whatever size log that came in and got every possible piece of usable lumber out of it, and whatever was left, all of the chips and stuff you know, they were on a conveyor belt. They went under a four-lane highway to a plant on the other side of the highway that made particle board. So, you know, talk about using everything that Mother Nature gives you when you're creating building materials. That's exactly what was happening. And I think that when it comes to prefab houses, you're seeing the same thing. You know, prefab houses, there's no waste in terms of material because everything is certainly ordered and cut to fit. So there's no sort of human errors that happen in that. Now, in terms of AI, I can see AI when it comes to the design being super helpful, you know, because what we're seeing now is that people are taking, you know, the chat OpenAI, for example, and they're putting applications on top of it to really sort of super serve one particular area of design or technology. And I find that really interesting. I use it as a research tool a lot, Doug, because, you know, look, we can Google this stuff and you can sort through, you know, a lot of content. But if you really want some, like, you know, top five things to consider when doing X, and you give the chat GPT enough instruction to pull the most credible material, it really is a time saver. So there's a lot of ways to use that, and there's a lot of ways it's going to affect us.
Well, are people that do that going to be charged with plagiarism, do you think? Can you charge some kind of robot plagiarizing
well,
other people's thoughts?
I don't think it's cut and paste off of other people's work, because I actually checked that a few times. And some of the earlier tests I was doing, you know, if I'd say write an article about, you know, five ways to make sure have five ways to stain your deck or something like that, you know, I would grab sentences and pieces of key information, and you can Google them, right? And that's just a simple way to see if that content's been written before. So I don't see that happening. But hey, who knows? It could happen, I guess.
Yeah. You know? All right. You've written in the Money Pit newsletter about fixing up the home, the second mortgages. Is there a mortgage program specifically? I think if I'm trying to glean from this article that there are new mortgage programs specifically for fixer-uppers. Is it a separate, a different rate? Is it like a construction mortgage, a construction loan? What is this that you have written
about? There are definitely some loans available now that are sort of what we call fix now, pay later mortgage programs that are designed for fixer-uppers. You know, they're federally insured programs that provide you sort of two levels of loan. Like one is the repair money, right? And the second folds automatically into the insurance. I mean, it folds automatically into the mortgage after that. So we're definitely seeing some of that out there. And they've been around for a while, and they had different levels of them. Of course, they all got, you know, requirements. But there's some options right now available for those that want to, you know, pick a house and need some work.
And then that's very creative, but it's a good thing, you know, it's under the circumstance, a good thing to know. That's why this program that Tom and Leslie does is so effective. Every weekend you're going to hear the Money Pit around the country, moneypit.com podcast. That's a good place to go for info as well. Tom and Doug here, 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.